Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Costco. Go grab a can and share on social media tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show us how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? You heard that right. Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. Each Dunkin' cold K-Cup pod is packed with the smooth, bold Dunkin' flavor you crave. Pick up a pack of Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods and enjoy a Dunkin' cold coffee at home whenever you crave it. Just brew over ice and sip in seconds, because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Have you heard about Roback Activewear? Well, let me introduce you. You may have seen that subtle dog logo on your man's polos, hoodies, or Q-zips, but now Roback is growing their women's line. They strive for the best fit and best feel. I am so glad that Roback is now doing women's wear as well, because they really have it down when it comes to super soft athletic wear that is just the cutest ever and so, so, so comfortable. You know me, I'm all about comfort. I'm all about feeling cozy while on the go, and I am always on the go. So go Roback. We love that you're in women's wear now. It's 2024, the spring's coming, and ladies, it's time to check out Roback for yourself. So use the code TINKS on Roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order for all hoodies, joggers, skorts, and more. That's spelled Roback.com. That's 20% off with the code TINKS. Good morning, guys. Live from New York, it's me, Tinks. Sorry, I've been waiting to say that literally for 24 hours now. But I'm here in New York, in the Sirius Studios in New York. And even though we have a beautiful Sirius studio in LA, this one feels like the special big one. So I'm very, very excited to be here, coming to you live from New York. And the city feels great, you guys. The city feels so good. I went to Jack's Coffee to get an iced Cinnamon Americano, as per usual this morning, and I was chatting with everyone there, and I said, you know, New York feels really good. It feels sprightly. It feels optimistic. And I was talking to Caroline, my trusty publicist in the car, and she was like, this is the magic 2 weeks before it gets too hot to do anything. And I agree. So great to be back in New York. So excited to talk to everybody. I want to answer all of your questions. So call me right now. 888-94-STARS. That's 888-947-8277. Okay, I can't wait to talk to you guys. I think we're going to go to Liz in Chicago first. Hi, Liz.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Tang.
Hi, how
I'm
are
really
you?
Starstruck right now. This is crazy.
I'm so excited to talk to you.
God. Literally, my therapist recommended you to me. Like, I can't even, I have so such fun words to say about you. Your wisdom and advice like changed my life.
That's so
thank
kind.
So
thanks for being part of the community. And thank you to your therapist for that recommendation.
I love, know,
gotta
right?
send her a fruit basket. That's amazing.
She's the best. Anyways, so my question for you today is, basically, I'm in this new relationship, and I'm finding myself having a hard time like balancing my friends, spending time with my boyfriend, and then of course just like dedicating time to myself and self-care and everything. And so, yeah, I just kind of wanted to know like any advice you had on that, because I feel like I'm kind of breaking myself backwards, like trying to please everyone.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm not pleasing myself.
Right. And that's the person who's most important, is that you feel balanced and good. Okay, a couple things. So recently, I actually meant to talk to you guys, my community, about this. I was thinking about that meme that you see go around different versions on Instagram, where it's like me trying to do my skincare routine, date, be a good person, do good at my job, work out, and it's like you're failing or whatever. And I meant to talk to you guys about it because there are definitely moments in modern life where I'm like, I don't think we can have it all. And then I thought, no, we can. We just can't always have all of it at the same time. And you have to prioritize and reprioritize different things at different times in your life because it's impossible to do everything at once, right? It's impossible. There aren't enough hours in the day. And, you know, you're in a new relationship. You probably have a little boyfriend sickness, which like, hey, look, we all have boyfriend sickness at one time or another. So it's just about being like, okay, there are 24 hours in a day. What this week do I need to prioritize? Do I need to give my friend group a little love? Do I want to have a special date night with my boyfriend? And just try to look at it in like a week and don't think about it too holistically, like my life right now. Just go week by week because there's a lot going on, right? Like you're not expected to do all of it. And again, coming back to the point where we started, the person who needs to feel good is you, right? Because you're the rock at the center of all this, right? So you need to feel good to make everything else work. So I would just look at your all the different areas of your life, all the different verticals, work, friends, boyfriend, self, because, you know, solo time is very important for us to regenerate. And just look at it in a week chunk and be like, all right, where am I going to show love this week? And it's okay. You know, it's okay if you don't see your friends 1 week, and it's okay if you don't have a designated date night 1 week, but you have to have a balance. And I'm excited that you're in a new relationship. That's so exciting. That's like the most exciting time.
Thank you.
How long have you guys been dating?
So we started seeing each other in February and then became official like end of March.
Oh my God. So it's like so new. It's like so gooey. It's like honeymoon period crush, like just you're crushing on them 24/7. It feels so good. So yeah, you're probably a little bit lost in the sauce there, like in the best way. So if I were you, I would like just acknowledge that and enjoy it and say right now for this time, I'm really going to enjoy this special period of my new relationship because you can never get it back. Like the first couple months is heaven and everybody should enjoy it to the full extent. So I would just kind of label it and take the pressure off yourself because it's a really special time. And look, your friends will understand. And hey, you can even say to them like, guys, I'm totally like, I have a little bit of boyfriend sickness. I'm like super into him and we're just obsessed with each other right now. But I love you guys. And like, I want to see you like how's Saturday for a lunch or whatever. Sometimes just acknowledging it takes the pressure off of them and of you.
Okay, that's really helpful. Thank you.
I'm so excited for you. And don't forget to take time for yourself. I know it's hard, but like just, you know, even a workout class by yourself, a rich mom walk by yourself, one night to just like watch your favorite show and do a face mask and like look at your calendar. Because I feel like sometimes the reason that we get overwhelmed is because we don't take time to just look at our calendar and look at our priorities. So just one night. And anyway, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Your boyfriend or will be even hotter next time you see him.
No, that's really good advice. I feel like I kind of am the type of person that likes to pack in everything.
Yeah.
And like, I just am like, oh, I'm free this night, so I need to do something with friends or boyfriend. Like, but you know, it's okay to take a step back and be like, you know what, this is for me tonight.
Yeah, that's me. That's me too. I'm completely the same way. I completely resonate with that because I literally get obsessed and I like to have every single hour of my day planned. But that's why I have my Monday nights. I needed to talk to you guys about this too, but like I have Monday nights. I'm always staying in. Like no matter what, reset, try to cook Monday nights. I watch my shows for the week. I plan my week. And it's just like one night. And then when I say it out loud, I'm like, Tinks, that's so absurd. Like you're one night alone. Like, of course you should have one night alone, but it's like, it's a non-negotiable, you know, going back to what I always talk about. My one night a week is my non-negotiable, or I'm just like, yeah, this is just for me.
Okay. I love that. I'm definitely going to adopt that.
Good. Okay. Well, it was great chatting with you. Don't forget to take you time and thank you for calling, Liz, and have fun and enjoying this honeymoon period.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. I literally meant to tell you guys about the Monday night thing on Monday night. And then I'm going to be honest with you. I made this weird salad. It looked really ugly. So I was like trying to art direct my salad because I wanted to take a picture of it and tell you guys, you know, on Monday nights, no matter what I stay in, I watch my shows. Also, I feel so like middle-aged when I'm like my shows, but then it kind of makes me laugh. So I'm going to keep saying it, my shows, my programs. But then I couldn't get a good angle of the salad and then I lost the thought. Another thing of being middle-aged, I literally, if I don't write it down in my notes app, it's gone for me. So I need to do a Monday night pod to talk about this. It's so important to have one night just yourself, even if you're just watching your programs. Okay, let's go to Gretchen in Ohio. Hi, Gretchen.
Hi, Tanks. I've been taking deep breaths this entire time. I've been on hold because I can't believe I got through. You're
Hi.
Literally my role model.
Hi.
I can't believe I'm talking to you right now. I follow you religiously. Hello.
That's so nice. Thank you for the kind words. I'm excited to chat with you.
Ah, okay. So my question for you, I'm moving to LA at the
Ooh.
End of July.
Okay.
It's been a long time coming. Mm-hmm. I interned in LA a few summers ago, and it's been my dream to live there. So just general advice for moving, making friends. My family's really, really sad to see me go because
yeah.
it's so far away. So really just being in a good headspace to move. Just any advice around those things would be amazing.
I love it. Wait, can I ask how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 25.
Okay, 25. Great, great age to move. So exciting. I'm so excited for you and congratulations on taking this leap. It's really scary to leave home. I think that it's like, you know, even as an adult, it's really scary to leave your town or leave where your family lives. And it's a big, big leap of faith. And what you're saying is, I trust myself. I trust myself to figure this out one way or another. And I trust myself to make a life somewhere new. And that's a really big and exciting moment. And I don't think that we celebrate those choices and those moments, especially for women, enough, right? We just like glaze over them like, oh, yeah, you're moving to L.A. Well, it's a big deal. So firstly, I just want to say that's very cool. And you said it was your dream for a long time. So that's a really big moment. And I'm very, very proud of you. So that's the first thing.
Thank you. That means so much coming from you. I haven't really gotten that excitement for my family yet, but I hope they come around.
They just love you and miss you. And they will. They will trust me. They'll come around and they'll be so proud of you. And then the second thing is like, and I'm not saying this to scare you at all. I'm saying this to relieve pressure. I've moved a bajillion times. It takes a full year to get settled. And that's not to say that you're not going to have fun in the first year. That's not to say you're going to not be happy in the first year at all. It takes a while to get settled somewhere, to find your
yeah.
coffee spot, to find your dermatologist, to find a place to live, to figure out the roads, to figure out the going out scene and what have you. So it don't feel like you have to immediately make good on your choice. I think that that's something that for me, I felt so much pressure every time I moved in my 20s. I was like, I have to prove to my family, to my friends, to myself that like I made the right decision right away. And the truth be told, yeah, and truth be told, like I had a very rocky landing every time I did move because I'm actually not that good with change. So don't feel like you're under a microscope and that you have to immediately be like, this is fine. I'm fine. Like, I love LA. It's great. It's amazing. Like, don't feel like you have to do that. You have to put one foot in front of the other and build a sturdy foundation for yourself so that you can set yourself up to be happy for this new life of yours. So I don't like, just don't panic when you get there. Just do you have a place to live already? Do you have any friends out there? Are you totally starting new?
So I accepted my offer the beginning of the week. So I don't have a spot to live yet.
Oh, wow.
Working on that. I've joined a ton of Facebook groups. But I've been stalking Zillow, but I do have a few friends out there from my internship that I'm still
Good.
In contact with. So not totally starting over, but it still kind of feels that way. But your advice was so helpful.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to be able to listen back to it when you post it on Spotify.
Yeah, so. Good. Yeah, please just, I think that's what I want you to have in your mind. You know me, I like simple, clear mantras or thoughts that you can go over and over in your head. And the first one, the resounding one that I want you to keep close to your heart is like, this is a really cool fucking deal, okay? This is a big deal and it should be celebrated. And like whatever you do your first night in LA, even if you're staying in a weird random motel or whatever, like I want you to go take yourself out for a drink or a glass of champagne or go for a walk and just like, just do something to commemorate it, because you're going to want to look back. Like, I know this is cheesy, but just like maybe journal. Because when I moved to LA and I was on my 29th birthday, I was like a wreck, like sobbing. And I wrote myself this letter and I read it back from time to time. And I'm so glad that I did it. So when you move, just do something to celebrate it. Do something to that you can look back on. Maybe even just take an amazing picture so you can always look back, like the sunset, your first apartment, who cares, whatever. It's very cool and it's badass. And the second thing is, you don't have to prove anything to anyone. You will get there in your own time.
Thank you so much, Tinks. Yeah, my mantra is don't let your dreams be dreams, and I'm going after it. I'm not letting my dreams be dreams, so I'm really excited. But thank you so, so much.
Hell like, yeah.
This is great.
I'm proud of you. Love you tons. I'm proud of you. Go get them. Bye. Oh, my God. Guys, I have tears in my eyes. That's so emotional. And we don't celebrate. We don't celebrate those big moments enough, right? We celebrate a lot of moments. We celebrate, you know, getting engaged and, you know, having a baby, which are enormous, amazing moments. But there are other things to celebrate and be proud of in our young life, in our 20s. And it's very cool to make that leap of faith on yourself. So emotional. Hopefully she likes LA and doesn't move 96 times like I did. But that's for another time. Let us go to, oh, my favorite name. It's Brian. Brian in Connecticut. Hi, Brian.
Hi, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to talk about something. So I'm in a weird space right now where I'm not really doing anything. And I got Mr. Anxiety, like, knocking on the door every day. So I don't know if you have any tips on how to, like, relieve that, because I feel like I'm kind of stuck right now.
Yeah. Are you, so you just, you mean you just kind of, like, feel like you're in a rut?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I'm in, like, I don't have, like, just graduated, so now I'm, like, in this place where, like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. I have been there so many times, and it's a very overwhelming feeling to feel in a rut, because that's exactly what it is. You feel like you're kind of just in this gray space and you can't motivate yourself, and Mr. Anxiety is like sitting with you. You wake up, he's sitting on the fucking corner of your bed, and you're like, oh, you again. Great. And then you don't know what to do. And it just feels very, can feel very suffocating. So first of all, I'm really sorry that you're feeling that and going through it. Secondly, I want to say that post-graduation is a prime time for this type of thing to happen. So I hope that makes you feel better, in the sense of like, it's normal. Like, you haven't decided what you're going to do next, and that is more than okay. You don't have to do something right away. And it's very normal to feel like, you want to know why? It's because you go from an extremely structured life where you have a schedule and you have goals and you have deadlines and all of those things to like nothingness. And it's just like a blob of time. And you're like, oh, how the fuck am I going to navigate this blob of time? So been there. And also looking for a job is really demoralizing. And there's really no other way to put it. So I'm sorry as well, because I've been there. I've looked for jobs for 2 years at a time. And it's just like, you just feel demoralized, and it's boring as hell, and it's just annoying. So that's hopefully validating for you and where you're at. In terms of relief, I have found from Mr. Anxiety the things that help me the most are really boring, but they're really easy. So that's good. Number one, routine. And you can build a routine so easily, and it really helps. Like, you can pick one thing. Say you're going to go for a walk every day for 10 minutes, and you just promise yourself, I'm going to do this for a week. And if you do that for a week, your brain will subconsciously tell itself, we did something that we said we were going to do, and that feels great. And you're also getting outside, you're getting fresh air. It doesn't have to be a walk. Could be making breakfast every day. Could be getting up at the it can be as small as getting up at the same time every day. Those small little things, they really add up. And when I'm really bad, when I'm really anxious, I cling to those things. I make a little mental list. I'm like, I'm going to get up at the same time every day. I'm going to make breakfast, a healthy breakfast for myself. And then I'm going to go for a walk. And if I can do those things, that sets my day off on the right course. And even if I don't do jack shit for the rest of the day, I've accomplished those things. And I think sometimes the hardest part when you're feeling in a rut is getting started. So I don't know if you're looking for a job or if you want to, and I'm not saying you have to rush into that. But for me, something that produced a lot of anxiety when I was in those periods was not doing anything. So it's kind of like this weird cyclical thing where you're like, you're anxious because you're not doing anything, and you're not doing anything because you're anxious. So breaking that cycle can be very helpful. So I'm going to go ahead and suggest spend 15 minutes a day just thinking about what you might want to do next. Doesn't even have to be applying to jobs. Can be looking for openings. Can be calling a friend you haven't spoken to in a while and saying, hey, what do you do for work? Like, do you like it? You know, can you tell me about it? Whatever. 15 minutes. That's it. Think about how much time we spend on Instagram, watching TV, whatever. And I know I sound like an annoying like teacher or parent or something, but it will make you feel better. It will make you feel better because I'm going to bet that a lot of the anxiety that's been being produced right now is because you can't start, right? And I've been there. I've been there a million times. I've been in dark times. I've had Mr. Anxiety. I've had Mr. D. And this is what helps me. And it's boring, but it's easy. So I really hope that maybe you try one of those things. And also the last thing I want to end on is like, be kind to yourself, because we're all way too critical of ourselves, and you just graduated and you're feeling down in the dumps. You're feeling anxious. Just be nice to yourself. Don't shit on yourself. Don't be like, oh, you didn't do anything again today. Don't say that. Just treat yourself how you would treat your best friend, with kindness and with grace and with empathy. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.
All right. You're going to be fine. Hang in there.
Thanks. You're in New York right now, right?
I'm in New York. Yeah.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Thank you. It feels good to be here, Brian.
Right. Have a good day.
All right? All right, you too, Brian. Bye. Oh, sweet Brian. He's going to be okay. I've been there. Mr. Anxiety. Mr. Anxiety did not actually get on my JetBlue flight. He's not in New York. That's really weird. He might be flying in. I hope he didn't get his passport renewed, because I really don't want him to come to London, but... So I have a trip planned to Palm Desert coming up, and I booked an Airbnb because I wanted to be with all of my friends. This house we booked has a beautiful pool, so you guys know I will be catching some rays and doing a little bit of tanning. I know a few friends who have houses, and when they're away, whether it's on a trip or they're traveling for work, they just Airbnb their houses. So they're like actively making money while they're away, which is kind of the dream, right? Like passively making extra money. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. All the must-have styles that pair with everything this spring. DSW has all the must-have styles, from fun, colorful sandals to sporty soles and cool fashion sneakers. All the latest styles, fun colors, and best brands at great prices. Okay, you guys, it is officially spring. Thank goodness. I've been so excited to get out of the colder weather, and I'm excited to start wearing more spring forward looks. Okay. I am excited to show my toes again. They've been in hiding, right? I got a pedicure and I am ready for open toed shoes. I'm ready to do like a little jean with a wedge. I am ready to do some beautiful strappy sandals at the upcoming weddings that I have. I am just so excited for all of the opportunities to wear cute shoes, and DSW has so many options, and I will be needing quite a few pairs, so it's time to shop. Explore the latest spring styles at your nearest DSW store or online at dsw.com. Okay, so I have loved Maybelline since I became aware of it when I was, you know, probably 13, 14. I have used Maybelline for that long, and their new Lifter Plump lip gloss is absolutely insane. It is so fabulous. It gives me the perfect puffy pout. And one thing about me is I always have a lip on. Like, I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth, and I apply a lip. I'm just that girl. I'm sorry. I have to. And I'm obsessed with this
new Lifter Plump. Okay. Here's why. There's a little heat in it and it just makes your lips look so kissable, so perfect, so divine. I'm obsessed, quite frankly. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
This Mother's Day, spoil the moms in your life with little luxuries from Osea. I am obsessed with Osea because it is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. And I just know I can feel very safe using everything. My mom loves it too. I always gift her Osea because I know she's obsessed with it. She is a big fan of the body oil. She just loves how soft it makes her skin feel. It is the best. The Undaria Algae Body Oil is seriously one of a kind. Like I said, that's my mom's favorite. It's rich yet never greasy, and it's clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. It leaves skin silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code TINKS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code TINKS for 10% off. Anyway, all right, I think we are going to speak to Heather in Kentucky. Hi, Heather, how are you?
Hi, Tinks.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
That I'm actually talking to you. This is so crazy.
I'm so excited to chat with you. What's going on?
Yeah, so I just wanted to get your advice. Like, I just got out of a serious four-year relationship back in February.
Okay.
And we were, like, putting offers in on a house.
Oh, wow.
Planning on getting married.
Yeah.
And, like, I was, like, we were talking about having children and everything.
Oh.
To today, like, I'm single. I'm about to turn 33.
Okay.
And I literally just bought a one-way ticket to Croatia for next Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just trying to, like, navigate this time of my life and romanticize it without the fear of, like, what is next? And
yeah.
If I'm ever going to find my person.
Yeah.
And I miss, like, the familiarity of being in a relationship, but I don't just want to, like, jump back into something for fear that I'm going to, like, miss out on ever getting married or ever, like, having children.
Yeah. And then so what made you buy the ticket to Croatia, which I think is amazing, by the way. But you were just like, I need to get out of town. Like, I need my Eat, Pray, Love moment.
Oh, my! It's so funny you say that because I literally watched Eat, Pray, Love last night.
Oh,
yeah,
my
like,
God.
I bought a house and I planned on like using my vacation to like paint it and do some work on it. But I was like, no, one of my girlfriends is in Croatia. She was like, come join me.
Hell yeah.
Well, you know, hop on some islands. And I was like, you know what? Like, I may never have this opportunity again.
Hell yeah.
Like, maybe I'll like learn something about myself out there. Like, so that was kind of why I was like, I'm just going to go.
I think that's amazing. You might learn something and you also might just relax and have a break because you had a serious breakup. Your life did a total left turn to what you thought it was going to, which is fine. We'll get to that in a second.
Right.
But it's not that long ago. Like, it was in February that you ended this long-term relationship with this person that you thought you were going to spend the rest of your life with. And it's okay if you just want to go have some fun. If you just want a brain break, if you want to be in a new location, I think traveling when you're processing things is amazing if you can do it. I think it's the best thing that you can do because it just reminds you how big the world is. It reminds you the great big world and how there's millions of people who do things millions of different ways and who fall in love, who fall out of love, who live on islands. I think it's fantastic. I'm glad you called, but you honestly sound so thoughtful and like just in the right headspace that I'm like, what can I add about the like, you know, will you ever find someone? The thing is, I think for you, you need to stay present right now. And you going to Croatia, going on this trip is an amazing way to anchor your mind, right? You've got to stay present. You're going to have fun. You never know. Like, you never know. And it's just a wonderful thing to go travel with your friends. Try to stay out of future tripping. Try to stay out of what could happen in 3 months. What if this happens? What if that happens? Because let's examine the facts, right? You thought that you were going to marry this person and you didn't. You thought you were going to have kids with them and you didn't. It doesn't matter if you believe in God or not. One of my favorite phrases is we plan and God laughs, right? The universe, whatever. Yeah. And I really do believe that. I mean, I thought I was going to live in New York and work at a magazine and get married when I was 25. And like, here I am single, living in LA at 31 with a radio show. So it's like, we don't know. And that's beautiful. We don't know. And it's like every time your brain goes to that place of like, ooh, scary, scary, think, what if it's amazing? What if you didn't end up with this person? In fact, I know this is true. What if you didn't end up with this person because there is someone who is perfect for you? There is someone who is made for you, and you are going to find them and think, oh my God, that's why this happened. Everything happens for a reason to instruct us. And sometimes things get taken away from us because something bigger and better is coming. And that's the headspace that you need to live in. And on the trip, just do me a favor. Just have fun. Just relax. Allow yourself to experience joy. Take a journal. Write some thoughts down. If you're getting a bit, you know, in your head about, ooh, I'm feeling stressed about, you know, the future, whatever, write it down. Just journal it out. Close the journal. Go have fun with your friend, because this is an amazing experience you're never going to forget. And I'm truly so proud of you and so excited for you that you're advocating for your future happiness, not only by, you know, ending this relationship and healing and also buying a house. Like, congratulations. That's fucking awesome. Good for you.
Thank you.
But, you know, being so thoughtful about what's going to make you happy. And that is so crucial for women. We have this pressure, right? We have this strange, disgusting pressure that comes on us. Oh, you're not going to be happy because you're not married by this age. You're not going to be happy because you don't have kids by this age. It's a lie. And we need to rage against that pressure because we only have one life. And, you know, to allow this invisible pressure to instruct our decisions is wrong. So sorry, I got heated there for a minute. I'm very passionate about it, but I'm just proud of you. I'm proud of you and I'm excited for you.
Thank you. And I just don't want to feel like I'm going to miss the boat. Right. Like you said, like just the pressure of being a woman and being like single and like almost 33 and like, am I going to miss like that opportunity for myself? And I want to be able to like enjoy my travels and not like think about like what, you know, what if it never happens for me?
But you can't live in that space. You can't live in it because everybody's timeline is different. I know it feels like everybody else is on one timeline and you're on a different one, but that's complete. Yeah. That's a complete lie. That is just pressure that you're putting on yourself, pressure that from, you know, movies and TV of like what a happy, normal life is supposed to look like. Everybody's timeline is different. And you have to just, every time you think that, like, oh my God, I'm going to miss the boat, think control, alt, delete. There is no boat. I'm on my own boat.
Perfect.
Just row the boat and God will steer. That's another phrase. I'm talking a lot about God today, but you know, it doesn't matter if you don't believe in it, but the point is just row the boat, just go forward, do the next thing, stay out of the future, stay out of the past, stay in the present. And ground yourself in the amazing life that you are building yourself. You are not anybody else. You're building this happy life. And when the right person drops in, they're going to look around and say, this is beautiful what you've built. And I want to be a part of it.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much.
I love you. Have the best time in Croatia. I had like the best.
Thank you.
Oh my God. It's amazing. It's so beautiful and it's so fun.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Enjoy.
Yes.
Enjoy
we do
every
have
second.
Such an amazing time in New York.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. All right. Have fun. Bye. Oh God. Croatia is so fun. I really miss it. I mean, I do have a weird, distinct memory of me dragging a suitcase with wheels on it up like a mountain of 800 stairs, because our Airbnb was like at the top of this hill and they were like, yeah, just walk there. It took us an hour and a half, and I distinctly remember getting there and being like, you said it was walkable, and they were like, it is walkable, and I was like, I have a little like dinky away suitcase that I'm like pulling up and the wheels are flying off. So anyway, wow, what an inspiring call. That made me very, very, very happy. All right, let's go to Haley in New Jersey. Hello.
Hey, thanks. Can you hear me?
I can. Hi, how are you?
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe that I am through on this call. I just tried calling a few times and I got through. I almost gave up, but I love you. I'm so glad that I found you. My friend actually showed me you through Instagram, and I just have been binging all your podcasts, and I just love you.
Thank
and
you.
She's actually in LA right now. She just tried the Tink Sunday last night.
Oh my God. That is so fun. Oh my God. I love when you know me, I love when friends take care of each other. So that's so happy. What's going on with you though? Tell me everything.
So just a quick little background on my story before I get into the main part. I just recently got out of a 7-year relationship. I'm 27. Stopped dating at 25 when I was 25.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been living with my parents for 2 years, mm-hmm. Just after the breakup, because we used to live together. And I just didn't feel like I was being fulfilled, honestly. Like, we just kind of like fell out, and
yeah.
I just felt like he was my friend, and I just knew like I couldn't live like that forever. So
yeah.
I just kind of like went with it, and it's been a scary 2 years just being single, like not
yeah.
knowing this life. And I don't know, I can't really like get into the hookup culture, because I just like attached a feeling, so it's just like hard for me.
Yeah.
And I went on dating apps. I tried, and I'm not really like about it, because it's like so overstimulating, like feels like a
yeah.
game.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah.
But I actually connected with this guy on Hinge 6 months ago, because I had COVID and I was like bored on my phone.
Yeah.
So it kind of just like happened by accident, and we've been talking for 6 months. And plot twist, he lives in Seattle and I live in New Jersey.
Okay.
He used to live in New York, but he was visiting the area. That's how we like matched. But he's in the military there. So I actually went out there in February to see him.
Okay.
And it was like magical. Like,
aww.
He was so sweet, so funny, so smart. He made me feel safe. Like, we just had so much fun. And I'm like, is this real life? It felt like a dream. And I was just like, damn, like, is this making it worse? Because now I really like him and he's so far away.
Yeah.
And I just like kind of don't know what to do. And I feel like he like travels and meets girls and talks to different people, and I don't really like talk to anyone else, because like I said, like
yeah.
I fixate on like one person, and
of
if
course.
I have feelings, I kind of like can't just like move on. Like
right. So you haven't seen him, you haven't seen him since February?
No, I might be seeing him next month. I'm like trying to plan the trip, but I feel like half my friends are like, don't go, like you're gonna like him too
yeah.
much and then get your feelings hurt. Half my friends are like, you should go see what the vibe is for the second time, see
yeah.
how it goes, and like take it from there. Like, you only live once. So
do
I'm
you
like,
guys do you talk about being exclusive? Does he call you his girlfriend? I mean, my take on it is like, you know, you went through this big breakup. You've been feeling kind of stagnant. You were having a tough time, and you are very self-aware, which is amazing. And you're saying like you get attached very easily, and you're a one man kind of gal, which is amazing, and all that stuff. Like, you don't have to change yourself, by the way. You said, oh, I'm not into hookup culture. That's fine. You don't have to get into it at all. But I do feel like if it's been months at a time and there hasn't been any like, okay, let's take it to the next step, my concern is that it's kind of like you're waiting for him to say something or to make a move, right? Or to say, let's be exclusive or what have you, or let me come and visit you. And totally appreciate that he's in the military and he's moving around a lot and he doesn't know his schedule and all that good stuff. But, you know, you have to take care of your own like mental health. And if he hasn't said by now, like, you know, you've been talking for 6 months, it's a long, long, long time. That's quite a long time. If he hasn't said like, you know, I consider you my girlfriend, or like, let's try to figure this out and make it official, I would say maybe, I honestly would say, I agree with some of your friends and say, maybe don't go, because it's just, it's going to prolong this situationship. And unless you know, there's big moves to take it to the next level, I wouldn't want you to spend more time getting invested if there isn't a future.
Yeah, I feel like he's just like living day by day because of his job. And
yeah.
I feel like I definitely future trip and like I can't help myself. But I really just can't get over my feelings for him. So I was like, should I just go see what the vibe is for the second time? Because the first time was just like too magical. And I'm like, maybe this time if we just like chill, we'll see how it goes. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'll regret not going as well.
Well, then, you know, yeah. If you feel like you'll regret not going, then definitely go. But go under with the lens of really trying to figure out what's going on and seeing how you feel around him. And, you know, at the end of the trip, then you've got to say, like, look, I have strong feelings for you. And you just, you can't, let's put it this way. You can't let this continue because this is too, like, this is one foot in, one foot out, right? So this can't continue. So I would, if you feel like you would regret it, then go, but really make sure you're going with a mind to figure out what the next step is.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. I know it's like a weird situation, but thank you so much.
Yeah,
for
of course. Yeah. And trust your gut and email us and let us know what happens. I'm curious to see what happens when you go out there. So.
Too. Thank
All
you.
All right. Have a good one. Bye, babe. Okay. Oof, that's a tricky one. Long D. Long D is always a toughie, guys. All right. Elliot in New York. Hello, Elliot. How are you?
Hi, Tinks. Oh, my gosh.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I just moved to New York this week for the summer.
Oh, my God.
I'm doing an internship summer, so I thought this might be the time to call since you're in New York. I thought it was the perfect opportunity
Hell yeah.
to try and find. So I moved here earlier this week, and I have an internship that starts next week.
So exciting.
I've ever lived in, and I'm so excited, and I have friends here, but I'm still just overwhelmed and nervous.
Yeah.
But in a good way, I guess. But I was just wondering if you had any advice on, you know, what I should do with my free days over the next couple of days while my friends are all working and I haven't started yet.
Oh, my God.
Advice for the city in the summer.
I'm literally so excited that you called because I was working on a post this morning for Instagram where I was going to say, you know, being back in New York at this time of year brings me back to all of my internships that I did in New York. And I think I interned from the time I was 16, I would come to New York and I would work in the summer and it is magical. And I was going to do this post because I felt so nostalgic because it is the single best thing you can do for yourself because, you know, the best time to live in New York is when you're young and it's so wonderful to come on an internship because you're really just trying it on for size without doing the full shebang of moving here. So first of all, I'm so fucking excited for you. This is going to be amazing. And I know it's overwhelming. Like, I know it's overwhelming. It's New York City, right? Listen, you are going to cry in public over the next 3 months, one time, or maybe two times, or maybe like me, about 47 times. It happens. You are going to sweat your balls off, for lack of a better term, when you're walking in, you know, July in your little internship dress and you're like wearing a shirt underneath it and it's sweaty, whatever. You are going to have nights out where you come home at 5 a.m. and you sleep for an hour and you go out and you go back to your internship and you're just like laying on the floor of the bathroom of your internship, just like trying to revive yourself. I mean, maybe you don't need to go that hard, but still, interning in New York is magic. You're going to have the best time. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, what should you do in your days off? Walk, 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 walk. And this isn't even my normal rich mom walk shtick. The best way to get to know New York is to walk it. So I was like really always so anal when I interned in New York. I would always like write a list of all the restaurants I wanted to try. And like, I was really lame. Like I would watch Sex and City and I would see all the restaurants that they would go to and I would like note them down and then I would go try to go to them or just like go look at them. So lame, whatever. And I was with my friend Casey for almost all the internships and we would like we would just go to restaurants and we would make lists and we would do all the dorky stuff. We went to the Statue of Liberty one time. I'm not ashamed. It was amazing. But just walk and keep lists on your phone. Like, oh, your friend says, oh, I love the margaritas there. Keep a list on your phone. Write it in your phone. Oh, I've heard they're having a sample sale in Soho for this brand and this brand. Put it in your phone. Just walk around and you will get to know it. You'll get to know it faster than you think you do. And it's the most empowering thing when you feel like at the end of the summer, you know, a million different spots in a million different neighborhoods and you've got your spots. Like, look forward to that, because by the end of the summer, you'll be like calling your family and friends at home and be like, oh, well, I get bagels from here. And on Tuesday nights, we go out here and this and that. And it's just, it's magic. It's tough. It can be tough. So don't, again, I was kind of being joking about the crying in public thing, but again, it can be very grating. So just go easy on yourself, but get ready, because it's going to be so magical. You're going to make friends. You're going to just, it's, oh my God. And my other advice, take pictures of everything, because you're going to want it. Okay. In 10 years, you're going to look back and look at these pictures of funny pictures you have of your friends or your weird little apartment or your, you know, a weird rat that you see on the subway, and you're going to find it charming. Okay. So please, please take pictures of everything, because it's special.
Thank you so much, Tinks. This has been really fun. This has made my week. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited for you. Oh, go enjoy. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. The hour is nearly up. I always get sad when it's near the end, but I guess I shouldn't waste any time being sad and just talk to my next lovely caller, Savannah, and oh, in my favorite city, Austin. Austin. Hey, Savannah, how are you?
Hello. How are you doing? This is so exciting.
I'm good. I'm excited to chat with you. What's going on?
Your typical relationship advice, I feel like.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. So I'm probably like in the best relationship I've been in. I'm 25. So I feel like I've dated. I used to live in San Francisco, actually, in the Marina.
Oh,
so
amazing.
I feel like I've done all of that. But basically, I'm kind of stuck with, you know, I'm at the L part. Like, I want to say, you know, I'm fully in love with the guy. And like, I really look at his actions and like, try to see what he does. And he actually just recently asked me to go to his sister's wedding.
Oh my
God.
I'm
like, okay, that must mean like he sees like a long term, et cetera.
Yeah.
But I want to be stubborn and like wait for him to say it. And I always listen to like, we met at Acme and she's like, wait for the guy. But I don't know. I'm just such like a person that's like wants to take initiative and just say it, but it's kind of like, when do I like bring it up, or how long do I wait for, I guess. Just curious what Tinks would say.
Yeah, I didn't know that Lindsay said that. But you know, I love Lindsay. I think she gives great advice and is so good at this stuff. My personal take is, if you're bursting at the seams in love with someone, you should just tell them. I mean, if it's there. I've said I love you first. So you know, speaking from personal experience, I think the thing about love is it's difficult to be one-sided. Like, if you're in that gooey space where you are completely in love with someone, it's pretty rare for them to be on a completely different page, right? It's not like liking someone where, you know, you really don't know. But if you're in this relationship and you're feeling great, you said it was the best relationship you've ever been on, you're going to a sister's wedding, like, I don't know. For me personally, I would say it, because I feel it. And I have a hard time, once I've decided something in my mind, to not bring it up, whether it's good or bad. So I think, like, you sound so happy. I don't know. And in terms of saying it, it's just like, say it when it feels right. Like, it will come out. I mean, I'm a little bit of a word vomity person, so for me, I just kind of say it. But you know, I think you, if you feel it, if you love him enough that you called into the show and asked, you know, you're like basically permission to say it, like, dude, you love him, like, enjoy it, say it, who fucking cares?
Yeah. And I'm the same way, where I'm just like, something's on my mind, I'm like, communicate it. Like, I try to be so open with him, and I'm just kind of like, there'll be little moments where he just like looks at me and like, he's gonna say it, and then he's just like, I like you a lot, do you know that? I'm like, ah, oh, what a dagger. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's feeling the same way. And also, actions speak louder than words. Like, I know we're talking about saying I love you, but actions speak louder than words. So to me, the fact that he makes you feel so loved and so safe and so happy and comfortable, that speaks volumes, right? Like, that's what life is about. That's what matters. And I'm just so happy that you found this person who's like making you feel so good. So I think the next time you have the urge, just say it. Enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's just like and it's funny, like, friends are like, oh, like, why don't you? And I'm like, I don't know, I'm just being stubborn, but it's also like, I need to just like let that go, I think. And I don't know, it's kind of like validation. I feel like you're very open and honest with things, and that's how I kind of feel like I try to go about things. So
yeah,
just gonna let happens.
Yeah. And I think like you're so past the game playing point, right? Like, I get it. I'm stubborn too, but like, you're going to a sister's wedding. You're in love with this guy. You're not playing games with him. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So I guess next time it happens and I just have the urge, I'm just going to just let it free fall.
Yeah.
See what happens.
All right. Do it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's fucking cool to be in love. It's amazing.
I agree.
Enjoy. Okay. Oh my God. I think I've been like the first to say I love you in almost every relationship I have. I don't care. I say I love you to everybody. I'm hang up the phone to literally the plumber and I'm like, okay, love you. See you soon. Okay. I think we have time for one quick call. Sam. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh my gosh. I'm so honored to be talking to you right now.
What's going on? We hope we have a few minutes. So I'm going to do my best to advise you as fast as I can.
Okay. So I just moved from Toronto to a very small town 5 hours away, and I stayed with my company, but switched locations. And I'm finding that expectations of me being this superstar employee coming from the big city, but they do things completely different here and are actually way more detail oriented. So I'm doing my best to get used to the way that they do things and make a good impression, but I'm anxious that they already think I'm not doing the standard of work that I should be. And I can't really ask for help because I've already expressed to my boss how overwhelming the differences are. And he literally just laughed in my face and was like,
what?
Of only difference is getting used to me as your boss. So I just feel like,
oh my God,
being like in a completely new place, and not only like for work, but also city.
Yeah.
I don't know how to manage these expectations with also being able to learn the skills that I need to succeed here.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, rude of your boss to laugh in your face. That's so disrespectful. Second of all, listen, I always say this, but like, it takes a really long time to adjust to a new place. Like, not only are you in a new office with new expectations and they do things differently, you're also living in a new place. You have a lot going on. So my first thing that I'm going to say is like, please give yourself grace. And even though you feel all this pressure from all of these people in the office, it's not about them. It's about you and your life, right? So just think, okay, I'm taking this day by day. I'm adjusting. I'm going to learn this stuff. And it's not about like being a star employee right out the bat. It's about adjusting and making sure you're happy, because you're going to do better if you're happy, if you're feeling happy and more settled. The second thing is like, when it comes to work, I would just say you have to quiet the noise. And if they're being rude or bitchy to you, you need to just think that is about them and not about me. You're not failing anyone. And I just think you have to take it step by step. And also, don't be afraid to ask questions just because they're not making it a welcoming environment. I don't think that that makes you look silly or stupid or whatever. Do not get into that trap of just trying to do it all yourself. Just ask very calmly and just say, huh, we do things completely differently in the other office. Do you mind showing me how to do that? And just be very calm and don't worry about asking for help. You're not Superwoman. Just because you lived in a big city, like, doesn't mean that you're come to save them all. Like, that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to do your job to the best of your ability. And I think just keep restating that and saying, oh, we have a different system. We do it this way. Why don't you show me that way? Just be completely calm, completely polite, but don't, you know, you're not Superwoman. You're not come to completely revamp the office. You're just one person and you just moved. Ugh, we are out of time, but I don't let them get to you. You're doing a great thing and I'm proud of you. Okay, Sam?
Thank you so much. so much for the help.
I love you. Bye. Oh, poor sweet girl. I would like to have strong words with her boss. What a jerk. All right, guys, you've been listening to It's Me Tinks Live exclusively on SiriusXM Stars. Remember, live AMA is every Wednesday, 8 a.m. Pacific. You can listen to the episode on SiriusXM app or wherever you get your podcasts later today. I love you guys. I'm going to go enjoy New York City, and then tomorrow I go home to London. Love you tons. See you soon. Bye.